Well, from the heart of the greatest nation on earth and the front lines of freedom, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. I'm back. Are you ready for it? Because I am. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, a longtime friend and traveling companion of many jet setters, including former President Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, will make a federal court appearance today on charges of pedophilia and human trafficking. Uh-oh. Two, the Democrats continue to scramble to explain how an open border and free everything to everyone, including illegal aliens, is a benefit to the nation. AOC and her ilk are going too far. Mother Nancy knows it, but is it a bit too late? And number one, I'm back in the big chair delivering Common Sense Radio from the heart of forgotten America. I'm glad you're still here. So much to talk about. Did I miss anything? Did anything go on while I was away? Did I miss anything? Let me tell you a little bit about my travels first, then we'll get to the headlines. And lots of headlines and lots of catching up to do and things to talk about. But we spent our time in California for a good part of our time away. Sequoia National Park, Kings Canyon National Park, and Yosemite National Park. The only disappointment to me is those big earthquakes happened just after we left. They weren't too far, by the way, from where we would have been, about 150 miles on a 6.6 and a 7.1. Oh, we would have felt the earthquakes there. El Capitan, the big piece of granite that was, you know, made famous by John Muir and others well more than 100 years ago. Spectacular thing. And what I get out of this is when you look at the National Park Service in America, when you look at the things, the wilderness that we have set aside, it's genius. Pure genius. Started in 1872 with Yellowstone National Park and then set up really in earnest by Teddy Roosevelt, launched the National Park Service officially in 1916 with Woodrow Wilson as president. But the gems that we have out there that have been set aside for the nation, for the benefit and enjoyment of the people, that is something that is uniquely American. Now, other countries have followed suit, and other countries now have national parks, of course. You've heard of many of them. But it all began here in America, as all great things do. You know, great things start in America, and the rest of the world looks to America and says, oh, that's a brilliant idea. We should look into that. Yes. Yes, it is a brilliant idea. So Yosemite and Kings Canyon, Sequoia, that's what we did this year. Last summer, it was Yellowstone National Park. And this coming summer, well, probably a national park to be named later, but we'll talk more about that. Some of the great adventures and things that we saw, information that we learned. It was terrific. All right, so as I was away, I noticed the Democrats had a couple of debates. Fascinating. They're wanting to give everything to everybody all the time. But what is happening in the meantime is Donald Trump's approval ratings, according to everything that I'm seeing, at their highest point in his presidency. Another new poll released Sunday found that 47% of registered voters approve of Trump's work inside the White House. That is a 5-point jump since April. 50% of registered voters still disapprove of his performance on the job, but it continues to get stronger by comparison. Barack Obama's approval rating at this point in his first term was lower at 46%. George W. Bush was still at 61%, but he was shedding support fast at that point in his presidency, as you know. So Donald Trump is maybe what many would consider to be an acquired taste. And here's the thing. Just because people don't approve of Donald Trump, just because they don't like his antics, his technique, his name-calling, his nonsense, his tweeting, the noise that goes along with what he does, they like his policies. And here in the Midwest, when you see the jobs numbers come out as they did on Friday, we have a record number of Americans working today, 157 million people on the job today, this Monday. Highest number ever. It's the 19th record for the Trump era, by the way. You also see the stock market that's going up. Now, the Democrats would have you believe that only benefits the elite in America. Only the wealthy are benefited by the stock market. And it's just not true. Retired teachers, retired firefighters, union members, they're all invested in the stock market. So when the stock market does well, so do all these retirees across America that have worked in various government positions and for different unions. So it's a bipartisan lift to the economy. It's good for anyone who's, of course, in the retirement years who has invested. And it's good news for the president as he looks towards 2020. Now, the caveat to all of this is the Fed may not lower interest rates, which was thought to be on the way. But do we really need it? I mean, go out there today. Go out to eat on a Friday night and try to get a seat at a restaurant anywhere near your house that has some buzz at all, that's popular at all. You can't get in. I mean, there's a waiting line. You go to the stores at the mall. And yes, despite all of the e-commerce and everything, go to the stores at the mall and try to get in. Good Lord, go to a national park and try to make it around by midday. It's choked with people, some of which even speak English, which is interesting. But the fact of the matter is the economy in America right now is doing well, despite all the naysayers, despite those that criticize the president for his policies on tariff, his policies on the USMCA, which needs to be signed, by the way, and ratified here in America. Despite the different things that he's done and he has been criticized for, when it comes to the economy, it is working. And I can tell you, having traveled through California and then over the 4th of July to northern Michigan, I was in Boyne City for what I consider to be the greatest 4th of July celebration in all of northern Michigan. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll take your pictures. Drop me a comment. But it's top 10 in America. I think it's the best in Michigan, and it's like going back in time to a real 4th of July celebration. The point being is it's packed. Everything's packed. Now, the one downside to California was the price of gasoline. I think the highest we paid was $4.89 a gallon. That's right, $4.89. And you say to yourself, well, why is that? I don't know, because let me tell you something. The roads in California are not remarkably better than other places I've been in this country. They're just not. You would think that the roads would be pristine, made of glass. They're not. And you've got a gas tax that is overwhelming. And now the federal government, considering a federal gas tax increase, because there hasn't been one in a long time, other states are considering gas tax increases to pay for infrastructure, roads, bridges, and so forth. And I'm just not sure how far the people in this country are willing to go, except that I would say this. When you take a tax increase and you present it to the voters and you say, okay, here's the tax increase we want. Here it is. It's tax increase X. And we're going to tie it directly to this problem over here. If you tie it directly, then people are more likely to say, okay, I'm good with that. We can do that. It's the tax increases that are completely ambiguous as to where they're going, and how the money gets spent, and how it gets robbed from what it was supposed to be for and used for something completely different. Generally speaking, the taxpayers don't like that. But I guess my assessment of the trip to Yosemite and Sequoia and across this country and being on the road for the last couple of weeks is this. America is in fine shape. It's the cleanest, greenest, most wonderful nation on earth. And you're blessed to be here. And I'm blessed to be here. So take a moment and stop thinking about the negative and embrace the good things you see around yourself today, because there are too many to overlook. That's a fact. It's the Steve Guru Show getting rolling back on a Monday, July the 8th. Good to be here. Back after this.
Car number 7 is pulling into the pit.
Team, I want peak performance. Let's go over my diabetes checklist.
Start taking action now for diabetes.
Medication.
Got them. And my insulin supplies.
Exercise. Check at least 30 minutes most days.
Blood sugar level?
On target.
Diet?
Eating healthy.
And your A1C is under control.
Keeping your blood pressure and your cholesterol in the zone is also important.
Check. How am I doing?
Your numbers are looking good. You're good to go.
Thanks, team.
Whoa, look at number 7, racing out of the pit.
Managing diabetes, including controlling blood sugar, is a team effort. Keeping your body at its peak performance requires a plan that's right for you. Take the wheel and start taking action now for diabetes. For more information, visit standfordiabetes.org. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of TCOID made possible with support from Sanofi Aventis US.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalo and partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding. Megalo and partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
Avast